Hi everyone, and welcome back to Rise and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Ava.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Lauren.
With College Decision Day sort of behind us, we thought it'd be a good time to reveal where we're going to college and just sort of talk all things college related.
How we got in. How did we do it?
I mean, I think this is like very monumental, first of all, just for us.
New chapter.
And also, like, I think a bunch of the shows kind of revolved around us either stressing about college or, you know, saying things about college, anticipating it. So it's a big day for the listeners, and it's been big days for us. So thought we'd review that.
So how, guys, how do we reveal this?
This is a toughie because in our speed dating colleges episode, we both of our options were laid out on the table. So hopefully you all listen to that. If you haven't, go listen to it on all podcast platforms. Had to plug it. But Ava's, we've always built up to be a very, like,
it's very
top secret, incredible achievement. So
wait, how does this go?
Can we play like a royal fanfare, actually?
So.
Let me look this up. All right, Ava, are you ready to reveal?
I'll be going to Stanford in the fall. Yes.
Snaps for that.
Found out quite a while ago, but finally here, you know.
Yeah.
Starting to feel real.
Right.
It wasn't real before.
Yeah, it was all a dream.
Ava, I know that you had a Stanford admitted student's day that I heard about from other people on their experiences, but I want to hear yours because it sounded like so much fun.
It was really fun. Like, oh yeah, it was like, it was last weekend, and I don't know, it was very strange. Very fun, but very strange because I know a ton of people going, and it was weird seeing like all those different intersections of like, you know, like when you see one friend group and then another friend group at the same time, it was just like, because I saw like some kids from our school and then I saw my friends from like National Youth Orchestra and I saw like people from my youth, my Seattle Youth Orchestra. And like, it was just so strange seeing everyone at once, but it was so fun. Like, I got to catch up with a lot of friends and I don't know. It was nice. The campus was nice. The weather was so nice. I'm very excited for California.
Hearing about it from other people and also you, like when people talk about it, like, they just light up. And, like, I was saying to one of our friends, I was like, you're glowing when you talk about it. And I think, Ava, the same goes for you, too. And you can just see how much, like, how happy you've been made by it. So, kind of on that, like, why did you choose Stanford? Because, obviously, it's making you happy. It's making me happy via you being happy.
It was, like, definitely, like, a strange process of choosing it. Because, originally, like, even last year, I was thinking very much music only. So, like, going to a conservatory, doing college auditions, and, like, going a very different route. But then in August, I, like, had a, like, sudden change of heart. Like, it was kind of more, like, convenience. I still had my, like, heart set on, like, a conservatory, like, dual degree program. But obviously, like, those colleges, like, were binding, and I knew I didn't really want to be bound by, like, an ED agreement or anything. And, like, I was looking at restrictive early action or, like, early action schools, and, like, Stanford was there. And coincidentally, my HARP teacher actually just moved down to San Francisco, so she would have been in the area. And, like, the main reservation I had about Stanford, like, before was the fact that, like, it'd be kind of, like, a step away from music because they don't have, like, the greatest music program. But I knew, like, my HARP teacher there, I'd be able to study with her, like, drive up and take lessons with her. So, like, I got the music covered. And then I wanted to stay near my parents and, like, near my home. So, like, West Coast. And then I wanted to, and, like, Stanford is perfect because I have family, like, down there. So I'd have, like, a good support system. And I know, like, out of all, like, the schools, I think I know the most people at Stanford. So I was like,
that is actually crazy. Can we think about that for a sec? Like, the most people you know are at Stanford.
Yeah, like, that's the people I'm, like, close to and, like, the people who I'd be, like, happy to reach out, like, for questions and stuff. And I know they'd be happy to, like, help me out. So, yeah, I decided to apply early and I got in. And then I got super lazy and didn't apply to anywhere else.
Well, can we talk about the reveal for a second? Because this was a moment that I think I will remember for a very long time when Ava told us. Ava, like, cold opened our group chat and said, guys, it was like either I've been lying to you.
Well, because yeah. The thing is,
or I had a secret.
I had, like, I think it was, I don't know. But
it's like, guys, I'm so sorry, I lied.
Okay, yeah, I felt, like, really bad about that. But the whole story with that is that I think I panicked when one person asked me, or, like, I wasn't too sure, so I told them no. And then I didn't want to go back, so I just kept on telling everyone no, I didn't apply anywhere early. Which was a huge oversight on my part. Like, I feel really bad for that. But
I mean,
I don't know. I think I wanted to keep it, like, secret,
on the DL.
You know, on the DL.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally valid, and I don't think you should be sorry. But, Ava cold opened was like, sorry, guys, I've been lying to you. And immediately I'm in the group chat, so I'm like, what has been happening, Ava?
Because we went to lunch that day.
Oh, yeah, we had.
Because it was a half day, and I was, like, so out of it. I got 2 hours of sleep the night before because I was, like, so stressed about it for some reason. And, yeah, like, I was so out of it. We had lunch, and I remember, I think Lauren asked me, like, oh, you didn't apply anywhere, right? And I was like, wait, I can't just, like,
drop I remember
this
that
now.
Too.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, during that time of year, that's just kind of the conversation topic.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That was a long time
that
ago.
Was a long
time
That was,
like, it feels like an eternity.
It okay. kind of was.
So Ava cold opens, and it's an eternity ago because I was seeing the Nutcracker when this happened.
Oh.
And so I see this text, and I wasn't in the, you know,
in the
McCall
production.
Hall.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah,
come
yeah.
on now. I know better. I know my, you know, etiquette. But we were driving there. And I see it, and I'm like, right now I'm looking at my phone, looking very, like, exasperated. Like,
she's like, so, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Waiting to see the reveal. And Ava's like, I got accepted to Stanford. And immediately Sophie and I are just, like, all caps, like, ah, so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, I was just over the moon. Like, I think I screamed, and I told my family. And everyone was just so excited for you. And my thing, too, is, like, last year when you were talking about, like, oh, doing music, whatever, I kind of pictured you doing that. But, like, the more you've talked about Stanford and the more, like, I've known you, or, like, the better I've gotten to know you and the better I've gotten to know, like, Stanford and the people going there, the more I'm like, this is so perfect for you. Like, I think you were meant to be there.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, like, I still have plans to, like, maybe do a master's of music at a conservatory down the road, but we'll see about that. Like,
yeah.
Next chapter. Next chapter.
I think
next
you're pretty chapter. Set for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Next 4 years, I'm excited. It'll be cool. I think. I hope.
It's definitely gonna be cool. And, like you said, like, we know so many people going there. Ava more than me and Lauren. But even us, like, we know a bunch of people going to Stanford.
Yeah.
And we know people who have gone in the past. So it's kind of crazy. Like, it's like a whole community.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. That was a very, very exciting day. A little confusing at first because I thought Ava had been lying to us and she, like, wanted to quit the podcast or something.
Yeah, really? I got, like, so worried all of a sudden because, like, just that cold open, I was like, okay, either she has, like, some beef with us or something.
Stop.
Like, I was just ready for it to be, like, like, I was ready to gasp instead of scream
okay.
and joy, if
you will. Because I wasn't sure because I was, like, so worried about everyone's reactions because, like, I remember, like, I lied to, like, some of my closest friends, right? And then, like, I was, like, so worried they'd be upset. But, like, I got a better reception than I had expected.
Why would anybody be upset?
I mean, also, like, this stuff is personal, and it can be really intense, like, emotionally. So, like, for the listeners there who are kind of going, if there's anyone who's, like, starting to go through the college process, sometimes asking about it can be really touchy for some people because it really is a stressful process and emotional and, you know, growing up and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to not tell someone, I think that's totally valid. So,
my advice, don't lie about it. Just be like, I don't want to talk about it or something like that, you know?
Be like, yeah, I did. And then just move on.
Yeah. Or just anything. Just don't do
just
what
anything.
I did.
Just anything.
Added a bit more stress than I would have liked.
I wouldn't say stress, per se, but I would say dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was interesting times. Moving on.
I, Lauren Suzuki, will be attending NYU in the fall.
Woo!
Yup. snaps for that?
I can't snap, but yes.
Me neither, actually. But NYU, as you know, if you listen to the Speed Dating Our Colleges episode, was my number one in the running during that time. And because it was, I think, maybe from the start, but, like, after I went and visited it last year, I immediately was like, this is so cool, and this is where I want to be, but still kind of uncertain. Like, anything could be good, and, you know, all these opportunities. So I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket, per se. But once I got in, I was just so excited, because I was, like, one of the schools I was most, like, anticipating, and to get a yes, I was just over the moon, and, you know, still with that, it was still the same idea of, like, I'm just going to wait and see, because, you know, there can be better things that I just haven't seen before. And so when I went to Admitted Students Day, that's when I was like, this is it. Because I'm going to major in media, culture, and communication. And for the Admitted Students Day, they had the program director speak of MCC, Media, Culture, and Communication. And she was talking about this course that she teaches where she talks about the invention of color television and how it has changed people's brains. And I, like, heard that, and I turned around to my dad. Like, I was giddy. Like, I was so excited by this. And that's kind of, like, how I felt. I was like, I think this is it. Because, like, I don't really know how to describe it, but I was a bit apprehensive because it's such a difference. It's literally on the other side of the country, and it's a really big city compared to, you know, Mercer Island, even though I was looking for a city. So at first I was a little bit worried about the adjustment, but the more I've, you know, talked to people and the more I've looked into the programs and how it's actually going to be, I've just been so delighted.
I think it's the perfect college for you. Always been rooting for it. Like, I remember I found out because I think I saw your story.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And then I told my mom and she's like, wait, that's so perfect.
Aw, thanks.
So, yes. I feel like NYU was, like, your top, like, during this whole thing. Like, you were, like, I was like, oh, like, if you were to ED or something, like, where would you have done it? I think I asked you that one time or something. Like, what's your top school? And you said NYU. And I was like,
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows Lauren is an NYU girl. It was kind of just evident.
Yeah. It was very much, if we're going back to our speed dating analogy, I was in love with him but couldn't. I was in denial.
Yeah. She was a little scared, a little nervous, but
she's ready to make the plunge now.
Yeah. I'm ready to make the plunge.
Andrew will provide for her.
My man.
Make her happy.
Yep.
Lots of things to explore.
Yeah, lots to do there in the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
What was your favorite? Like, did you like the campus and everything? Like, what's that like?
Well, I think, the whole idea with NYU is there's not really a campus. Mm. It's just the city. So that was another thing where I was like, oh, I don't know, because I had also heard that social life was very closed off because there is no campus.
Oh, really?
But kind of that was, like, the main thing I kind of debunked on my admitted students, because they were like, there's so many clubs you can join, and, you know, there's, like, the living learning communities and all that. So I think there's, like, college is what you make it, and I'm going to make it the best it can be, you know? So I just think I think the number one, like, check mark where I was like, okay, this is it, is when I was hearing about the program. Because for other schools, I applied for television and media studies or film and media studies, and that's a lot more restrictive to just film. But MCC is so cool because you can decide which way you want to go with it, and it can be so applicable. And that's more the stuff I'm interested in, where it's kind of more humanities-based. So it's just such a cool program, and it's the city, and there's great food, and so many things to do, and I'm excited.
Hearing you talk about it, it just seems so perfect, you know?
Right?
Like, Ava, I just noticed you got tan.
Oh, yeah, you are tan.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Cali weather.
She's a Cali girl.
So she's a Cali girl. She's a New York girl.
Now, speaking of Cali girls...
I will be attending UCSB in the fall.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right, can you please walk us through this? Because on the speed dating, I don't think Chad, a.k.a. UC Santa Barbara, even made it to, like, the second round.
He didn't, actually. And I think my reasoning here is going to be a little diabolical. Well, okay. Not diabolical, just, like, it's kind of been, like, a mystery to everybody because it seemed like I was very much leaning University of California, San Diego, and things did not go as planned on this trip.
Alrighty.
All right, let's walk us through. Let's walk everybody through. So I fly down to San Diego because my aunt and uncle live there, blah, blah, blah. And San Diego was the student day that I was attending. So the whole week, me and my mom drove like 500 plus miles up and down the coast many times, many different schools. Well, not many, but like a bunch of different schools looking like once and twice. So my first visit was, well, I took like a brief look at UCSD, like around it, like the area. And I was like, oh my God, I love San Diego, which is true. I do love San Diego. It was fun. It was awesome. It was like just what I was looking for. And then we went to Santa Barbara and I was like, huh, this is also really awesome. But I didn't go into it with high expectations because I thought I was going to commit to SD for sure. It's a good thing I didn't. So then we have this long 5-hour drive from San Diego to Santa Barbara to get to my tour at noon, or noon and a half rather. So we enter the gates of University of California, Santa Barbara, and I like sighed in relief. I was like, oh, finally, like something familiar, because I'd been there once before. Mm-hmm. And we had a really like stressful week and blah, blah, blah. We saw a bunch of other schools. Well, not really. We kind of like looked around and I was like, oh, like this feels nice. So then we go on our tour and my tour guide is so funny. And that just, the tour guide honestly makes a big difference.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And so my guy was really funny and he told us about a bunch of stuff and blah, blah, blah. But the whole time I was kind of just looking around the campus and, you know, it's kind of unassuming. It's not the prettiest buildings, but the location I feel makes up for it. Like I walked past the dorms and it's like basically a cliff and you look out and it's like the ocean and a beach down here. And that's where like my freshman dorm is probably going to be. And on the lawn, there was like tons of people just laying out and tanning. And I was like, guys, can I join? Except I couldn't say that. But it was such a nice day. And I was like, okay, like, this is what I'd be doing. Like, laying out here, getting my sun on. And then we also, there's this thing called the Adventure Pass at UCSB. And, like, my big thing, like, when I wanted to move to California to, like, whatever, go to school, I was like, okay, I need to surf. I need to be able to swim. I need to be able to go to the beach and hike and run and all these like outdoorsy things. And the Adventure Pass is like $5 a month and you get access to any like equipment you want. Like you can check out a surfboard, a wetsuit, like a boogie board, hiking boots, backpacking equipment. So like anything I could have wanted. And that's when I was like, I need that. So then obviously that sold me. And they talked about their abroad programs, which is really nice because you can choose to just do like a quarter abroad if you don't want to commit to the bit. But like if you go a quarter abroad, you can extend it if you keep liking it. And UCSB is a research university, so every professor has to do research. And that was really important to me because research is like one of the things I'm looking for. And UCSD was like very far ahead in that. So it was nice that UCSB had it too. And I mean, it felt really nice. It just like, I just was very happy there. And then afterwards, me and my mom went down to where the upperclassmen live. It's called Isla Vista. And it's like this cute little town and like everybody was just biking around. And then you would look and at like the apartments and they'd have like surfboards laying out, wetsuits and towels. And it was like so like fun and happy and like carefree, and I was like, oh man, this is awesome. But I wasn't like thinking too seriously about it because I was like, okay, I'm probably not going to actually choose this. But then I did. So, and that's like kind of, this is why I think it's very important to visit your colleges, because if I had not visited, I for sure would have chosen San Diego. Mm-hmm. But when I went to their admitted students day, I was just, I was underwhelmed. And even more so, I kind of just had this like feeling like I was going to throw up or something. So I was like, okay.
Good thing you visited.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet there.
I really tried to make it work with Chase. Mm. I tried. I went back the next day again because I had to make sure. I was like, okay, maybe it looks better in the sunlight. Like maybe I'll like it better if the weather's better or something. And I went back and it just, like the social life just wasn't there. Nothing was happening really. And they have like separate colleges and I just like very separate colleges. Like that's like their whole thing. They have 8 different colleges and
oh wow.
Yeah. And when you get admitted, you're like put into one and you can't change it from there.
Okay.
And that was my main bone to pick. Like I loved the school because I attended like sessions about the psychology program and they had such like a diverse major and they had so much research stuff and they like really pushed their undergrad research and there's like medical facilities and other research places all around San Diego. So I was like, oh man, the education would be top tier here. But then I just like the college, it just was too separated for me. Like it felt like 8 different schools and like it didn't feel like a unified community and it didn't feel like a single student body. It just felt like a bunch of like random pieces here and there. And I just like I was looking for social life and things like that. It was just, it was not it. And I really wish it was because obviously, like, I really liked what I saw. But I knew from the second that I visited, I was like, okay, Santa Barbara's, like, going to be my choice.
Okay, so your trope is kind of like your boyfriend's best friend.
Sure, we can say that.
Like, you said you were committed to Chase, and you're like, wait,
yeah.
But his best friend.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I met his best friend, and I had...
really clicked.
We clicked. I had to leave Chase for Chad. Very similar names, and also...
maybe they're brothers.
Oh.
Brothers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, I went after,
oh,
like...
oh, it's, like, the summer I turned pretty.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's, like, the closed-off reserved Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
That's UCSD. Mm. I went for Jeremiah, UCSB.
So. Wow, that's so true.
Yeah, and, like, I know... okay, I'm definitely... like, there are some people that are gonna, like, judge me for this decision, which is, like, in my own life, and I've had to grapple with that because, like, unlike you guys, like, your schools are undeniably just the best of the best. My school is, like, I got into a better one, and I still chose this one, which is, like, I've been kind of grappling with that. It's kind of, like, causing some cognitive dissonance in me, but, like, I realize, like, I'm not gonna, like, I think I can do great educationally anywhere I go. And,
exactly,
like, if
yeah.
I look hard for resources and opportunities, I think I can find them anywhere I go. And so at this point, it's like, yes, I will do well at San Diego, but I want to thrive. Like, I want to do really well. I want to, like, stand out, all that stuff. So I was like, okay, Santa Barbara's it. Like, you know, people are going to think what they're going to think about it being, like, a party school and, like, not being, like, a smart kids school. But they had us, like, sit in and listen to this presentation before the tour, because they're really trying to, like, dispel those rumors. And I liked a lot of what I saw. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm taking the plunge. Like, never did I ever think I would choose the school that was less academic, so to speak. But things change, you know?
And, I mean, better is subjective, too. And mm-hmm. it being, like, whatever, academically higher ranked doesn't mean that people are going to be happy there, you know? And so, it once again, it's subjective. And, what like, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, I think if you're using that way of thinking, oh, of this one on the charts is better than another, that's a whole different problem. Because when you get there, you're going to be so disillusioned, like we are hearing with Sophie. So
mm-hmm.
that's my feeling with that.
I yeah. don't know. Like, down to it, it's just, like, where you think you'll be. Like, it's in the next 4 years.
You yeah.
know? You don't want to be stuck somewhere that you're not going to have the best time. Like,
you don't want to settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
True. And I love the area, period. Like, and period. And one of my best friends is also going. And by the way, our decisions were made independently, in case anybody was worried. I was, like, very big on that, like, keeping our decisions separate.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
easily influenced, so that's just me. So I committed first, just to, you know, just to put that out there. Everybody else copied me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I love the area. And, like, I mean, I'm still unsure about how I feel about the reputation of the school.
I don't think it has a bad reputation at all.
I disagree. Yeah.
I've never heard anything bad about your school.
And I mean, reputation also isn't everything. Like, once again, like, with our romance novel comparison,
oh
like,
gosh.
Whatever. If he's, like, the bad boy, he could be really nice.
I can change him.
You can change
and,
him.
And, like, for real, though, like, I'm like, okay, perhaps it's, like, the psychology program isn't as robust. But that's, like, that's where I come in. Like, that's where my hard work can come in. And
mm-hmm.
I know as a student I'm going to be doing as much as I can because that's just the way I've always been, so I'm not going to, like, let that stop me or, like, hinder me. So I just felt like, yeah, like, this is what I'm going to do, and I made a plan, and that was that. And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Oh, okay. And another pro of Santa Barbara is that I'm closer to all of my friends.
Woo!
Woo! Because, like, right. We have you here with mm-hmm. Northern California,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Bay Area-ish.
Yeah, Bay Area.
Yeah.
No, like, right in the Bay Area.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'm a couple hours from Irvine, which I have a couple friends going mm-hmm. there. A couple hours from L.A., which I also have some friends going there, so.
Yeah. I love the Bay Area, so trust I'll be visiting. I also have a plan because I have a J term. Mm-hmm. So I have like the month of January off because some people just speed run classes during that time. So I have a tentative plan to come visit California and come visit all my friends.
Perfect. So yeah.
With that being said, we are proud to announce the marriages of us to our colleges.
I know. We said I do.
We said I do.
We literally said I do.
Yes.
We clicked that big button.
How are we feeling, guys?
Yeah, how are we feeling post-stress? I personally got a little bit more stressed after the fact.
Oh.
Because what I've talked about before, but also I had all this drama with trying to get accommodations because for some reason their housing deadline was May 1st.
Wait, why is it so early?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, isn't that when, like, everyone commits?
Yeah. So that was a bit wacky to me, but, you know, that's just my situation and being a diabetic princess. But, yeah, but I think it's such a weight off my back, and especially after how I said on the previous episode about being really anxious about being so far from home and then all those emotions kind of hitting me of how real it was. I visited my friend who goes to school in California, and we talked about it, and she's like, I think you'll be fine. Like, she was saying to me, like, the people who have horror stories about it, it's because they're not independent and they're not ready. And, like, I know you, and I think you're ready, and you'll have a good time, and you're still going to visit your family. Your family's still going to visit you. And so just kind of seeing that actual experience in practice, too, because she was, and it was about the end of their my friends, Year, and her friends, who I also met, and they kept saying, like, throughout the day, like, oh, this is so bittersweet. I'm going to miss our freshman year so much. So really experiencing it kind of, you know, immersed me in it, really took the weight off my shoulders. Now it's really just much more the acceptance of it and the excitement instead of, you know, that, you know, concentrated nervousness.
For me, I've had a long time to sit on my college. I don't know, like, when everyone is getting back their things, I was like, wow. Like, I'm missing out. But then, like, I don't know. It was, like,
where
interesting. I guess, like, after, like, I sat on it, I was like, wait, this is stupid. Like, I don't think I would have chosen any school, like, over the one I'm at.
Yeah.
So, like, I came to terms. And then, like, I think right now I've just been, like, sitting on, like, what classes I should take, what majors I'm considering. And I feel like this is such a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, I can plan out, like, what I'm doing next year and, like, all the classes I'm looking forward to taking. So, I don't know. It's just been very nice.
Yeah, now it's a lot, I think, a lot more fun and a lot more, like, looking into the future, like, not with nervous anticipation, both good anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I was grappling with this decision for a long time, and I kept going back and forth. Mm. And, like, it's, like, kind of, I'm, like, I mean, I'm happy about the decision, of course. It's just I still have that kind of, like, discourse going on in my brain. Because, like, for some reason, some part of me feels like I let myself down by, like, turning down the school that has all the education I could ever need. But then I thought about it more. And, like, even when I was, like, switching back and forth, like, every day I'd wake up and think, like, which school am I rooting for today? Like, I thought about it more and more. And, like, in my gut, I knew I was going to choose Santa Barbara. So at that point, it was just a matter of clicking the button. Which is, that's harder than people think it is. Like, even if you're sure, like, it's hard. So, I'm still, like, not really, it hasn't set in yet, really. And, I mean, I can't believe that that's the school I'm going to. And, like, it's crazy because, like, 2 years ago I visited it and I was like, well, I don't think I'm going to get in here, but this is really nice. And here I am. So, I'm obviously happy. I did cry after I committed, like, a happy tears. Because I committed at, like, 10 p.m. or something one night. And then I went downstairs and I was just smiling to myself and like skipping around like a little goon. So overall, I'm happy about it. I'm still trying to like really understand. I mean, I know it's the right choice. I'm just trying to like feel okay about like how people are going to think about it. And because at the time I wasn't thinking about that. Like I wasn't obviously thinking about like reputation and like what people are thinking because it's my choice. But then after the fact, I'm like, oh.
Well, let me put your mind to rest because I don't think anyone really cares that much.
I don't think anyone, yeah.
At all.
Yes, they do.
Nobody's perceiving your college acceptance being like, oh, she's so dumb for doing that. And if they are, which I know people who have gone through the pages and said, oh, like, why would they do that? That's stupid. That's a terrible person.
That, like,
and
why
I'm
going to
say that straight out.
Yeah.
Because why are you berating others for accomplishments that they've had? So, you know, just think about that. Like, if you have in your mind, oh, this person's going to think poorly of me because of the decision that I've made that I've decided is the best thing to do for myself, they're a bad person because why are they looking down on you for that?
Mm-hmm. True. I never understood, like, why people made the choices they did until this year.
Yeah.
And now it just, like, makes a lot more sense because I've, like, lived it. And it's like, oh, like, ranking isn't everything, you know?
Ooh.
Surprise, surprise, guys, I finally learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. Prestige is not everything.
Yep.
Yes.
There is so much more that goes on, and people have, like, so many different reasons. So, like, don't judge people for going to a certain school or a certain type of school. I know I was guilty of that my freshman year. I would, like, look on the pages and be like, oh, why would they want to go to, like, this place? But now I get it, and it's like, oh.
Can I get a Lauren, you told me so, please? Loud and clear.
I cannot do that, no.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So I told you so.
Fine,
basically.
Fine, okay, fine. I'll admit my faults. Lauren told me so.
Mm-hmm.
All along, ranking wasn't what mattered in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm, like, a more mature person for this decision. Because I know it was right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Haters gon' hate.
Exactly.
I don't have any haters yet. I'm just anticipating.
I don't think they'll ever come.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so, I mean, now it's just time for us to celebrate and enjoy, you know, this hard work that we've had.
It's, like, so strange. Like, it hasn't set in yet.
It's so surreal.
Like, when I was walking on campus last weekend, like, I was like, what? Like, I don't think it set in. Like, there was, like, fleeting moments of, like, wait a minute. But then it would just, like, go away.
Ava,
like,
when it does, just know you might end up like I was a few weeks ago.
Like, I'm just, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of emotions, but it's gonna be exciting, and the more I think about it, the more I think it was the right thing to do. So I'm excited, and I've also been talking with different girls who are going to NYU as well, and it was such a coincidence because there was this girl who I saw in a play at Newport High School, which is by us.
Oh.
And she reached out to me, and she's going to NYU next year too in the same school.
Wait, that's so cool.
Right? Mm. So it's very cool to make all these new connections.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's crazy. And like it like feels kind of like a second home, kind of like I think about going there, and it's just like I kind of feel like I'm very familiar with it. And like in Santa Barbara, my friend who's also going there has a house nearby. So that's like very reassuring because her parents are going to come up and visit a lot. My parents can come up and visit a lot. And it just feels like right. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to feel. So kind of with that, do we have any advice we want to give? I mean, we can kind of save like whatever, you know, the very clickbaity YouTube videos we talked about before. It's like, how like, I got into all these IVs
oh.
with 5 Ds, 17 Fs.
2.0 GPA.
With a 200 SAT.
Yeah. So
Ava, let's start. Oh.
Well, I think we might put this in the bag for another day.
Oh,
but
facts.
Kind of give our overall advice, less on the academic side and more on the when you know side. I think for me, like I've been saying, it was very important that I, even though I got into, you know, the school that I had secretly been wanting so bad, that I see everything first. Because like I've said before, and like we've been discussing, I know that ranking isn't everything, and my first look at a school isn't everything. So I wanted to go visit the other schools I had gone into to make sure. And that just definitely set it in stone. I mean, especially because before the decision for NYU came out, I was saying, oh, I'm going to go to UC Santa Cruz because you know, kind of based on what I knew about it, just from what I heard, you know, whispers in the wind, was like, oh, it's, you know, very artsy and it's by the ocean and it, you can do nature, like be in nature and stuff. So I was like, okay, that's so cool. Sign me up. And then I visited and I just, it didn't work for me. It didn't click and it's beautiful for sure, but it just wasn't for me and it didn't feel like home. And I think also, like, when I saw NYU on my initial trip last year, I was like, oh, this is so cool. But I didn't realize, like, because people always say, like, oh, when you see the college you want to, you decide you want to go to, like, you'll feel it.
And oh, my gosh. I hate that.
I hate that because I did not feel it. I was just like, oh, this is so cool. And then I, like, went on to visit another school. And I was like, wait, this is nothing like NYU. What is this? So I think just being wary of that phrase and just really trusting your gut, whether that's telling you, you know, that one is better than another or an aspect is better than another. And I think also just really talking it out with people, too. Like, my friend who I mentioned is in California for college. When I was submitting my application for NYU, I FaceTimed her. And I was, like, you know, talking about, like, oh, this major versus that major, you know, whatever. And, like, through talking about that, I decided, oh, I'm going to try to do media culture communication. And that led me to, you know, be so excited about my education. So I think just really talking about any worries you have with the others and people you care about and people who care about you and people who have gone through similar processes is really important because that also, like I said before, helped me dispel my, like, big anxieties around moving across the country.
My biggest tip is to keep an open mind. Because when I was first applying to colleges, obviously, I only applied to California schools. And I was like, I don't want anything else. But I ended up EDing to a school not on the West Coast and not anywhere where I've ever been before. So, I mean, you can really, like, fall in love with, like, any school. I applied to, you know, Boston schools and, like, East Coast schools. And I ended up really liking all of them. And that made my decision so hard. But keep an open mind. And don't sell yourself short when you're applying to places. Like, even if you don't think you're going to get in, I think you should apply. Like,
I agree.
Like, sometimes I regret not applying to certain schools. Ultimately, I've been happy with what I've ended up with. But I just, my biggest tip is not to sell yourself short and don't listen to people if they say, like, you can't get in there. Like, oh, that's really, really unlikely and stuff like that. Like, who cares? Just do it. And it'll pay off later because college is honestly very random. Like, it's so random. Like, you as a person, that's only part of it. And then they're looking for certain people with this background and this. So, honestly, you never know. So, try applying to all the schools that you just think you would like because you don't know. And on keeping an open mind, don't have your heart, like, completely set until you've actually, like, visited. Because this is a secret, but I was strongly against going to Santa Barbara for a while, even after I got in, because I was like, oh, I don't like this school. It's a party school. Blah, blah, blah.
Sophie, I think all your reflections about, like, being judged for and people hating on it because it's a party school are reflections of yourself.
Yeah, probably. I never thought I was actually going to go there, and I was strongly against it for a long time. And then I visited it again, and I heard about it, and I thought about it, and I was like, I like, in my head, I knew, but I went around asking people, like, I was talking with our radio friends. You weren't here this day, but, like, my radio friends, and I was like, guys, I don't know what to choose, and I, like, recapped my weekend, and in my head, I was thinking, say Santa Barbara, say Santa Barbara, say Santa Barbara, and, like, they would be like, oh, Santa Barbara sounds like the better choice, and I'd be like, right? Like, I know, right? Like, you, I mean, yeah, I agree with Lauren. Like, I hate the phrase where everybody's like, you'll feel it. Because I definitely didn't feel it. Like, I felt good. But honestly, I think you'll more so feel when it's not it.
Yes, exactly.
When it's not it, you will definitely know. And don't try and avoid it. That's just the way it is.
Just like multiple choice tests when you know, like, these ones are not
process of elimination.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like, these are, like,
you
for
might not
sure
know the
not
right
it.
One. You might not know the right one, but you know the wrong one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
My advice, I don't know. I don't have much on picking because I didn't have a decision really to make. But I'd say at least, like, for people who are in my position, like, it's kind of hard not to get, like, caught up with what everyone else is doing, especially since I saw friends who got into the same school as me early and still went and applied to a lot of schools.
Mm.
So, like, I was like, wow, like, am I doing something wrong or anything? But I think ultimately, like, okay, this is so cheesy, but, like, stay true to yourself, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think I made the right decision in the end. And, like, if I had applied to all those, I would have had so much more stress and, like, it just, like, wouldn't be worth it. And,
yeah.
like, I think it was really easy for me to, like, compare to myself to people who are in my exact same position and they were still, like, going off and, like, applying to this school, applying to that school and, like, being like, oh, I don't know about this and, like, I don't know. It was easy to, like, get caught up in everything. So, mm-hmm. like, just stay grounded or whatever they say.
Whatever they say.
Yeah.
No, I think you're very right. And kind of on that, personally, I was going to apply to this one school. And then I saw, like, in the small print on their application, if you're going to apply for whatever these majors, your application is due 2 days from when I had read that.
Oh, and I remember that.
And
I remember
you also this debacle. You also have to make 3 videos and 2 more essays on why you should on this. Yep, they remember this. And it caused me so much stress. Like, it legitimately gave me headaches. I was like, I need to apply for this. I don't know how, but... And at the start, like, it wasn't a school I didn't really want to go to anyway. But you just get so spun up about it that you forget everything. And I ended up not applying there. And it really was for the better. So I think whether it's me and or someone in my situation where, you know, you're in the midst of applying to all the schools and you're like, oh, do I add this? Do I don't? Do whatever's going to be best for your mental health. Don't let it give you a headache. And what Ava's saying, too, for sure, for anyone who's, you know, doing any of that early business, you know, stay true to your gut and whatever that means to you.
Facts. Don't let what anybody thinks change your mind if you know it's the right choice.
So that was our episode on basically why we chose what we chose and where we'll be going. Very exciting news. I guess we'll keep, like, our college clickbaity, like, how we got into this school, like, episode for another day. So stay tuned. We're on all podcast platforms. And tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.